And that was the voice of Bridget Mitchell with Once I Loved. Next up, I've got Paul Roussard on the line. The Le Petit Chef is coming to Cape Town. It's a unique concept. I had the privilege to already been through one of these wonderful experiences. So, yeah, Paul, tell us, this is really, it takes magical to a new level and a new dimension.
Good morning, Johan, and good morning, Cape Town. Yes, we are extremely excited to bring the smallest chef in the world, Le Petit Chef, and his team, Dinner Time Stories, to Cape Town for the very, very first time. And it's so good to hear that you have enjoyed one of our experiences, Johan. Which one did you attend?
I'd been in Joburg, and it was the one in the footsteps of Marco Polo. So it's exactly the one that the Cape Townians will experience. Yes.
Excellent, yes. That is the one that we brought to Cape Town. So in that story, Le Petit Chef, this down-and-out little chef, he lives in Marseille on the beach, and he's not really cutting it in terms of food production, searches for the book of Marco Polo. And, of course, he discovers the silk route, the spice route, and he decides to travel that and get as much knowledge that he can and bring that back to France. Obviously, that's the storyline that we take you on during the meal.
So, Paul, it's important to tell people a little bit of the concept, but not too much, because the surprise element is really part of it. So I don't want to give it away, but it is an experience, and people who've seen this or been there would know exactly what I'm meaning. But how do you entice people without giving it away?
You know what? It's one of the questions that I did ask my partners overseas when I went to go and bring the concept back into Southern Africa. I said, you know, why do you allow so much footage on YouTube and, you know, allow people to take as many photographs in the AV as they want? And they immediately said to me, that is a question from somebody who hasn't seen the show. And it's really true. It's something that you've got to experience. You know, no amount of visual footage, no photographs, no video footage does it justice. You have to be present because we stimulate all of the senses. So it's a 3D or 4D even production, if you want to go that far, where we're stimulating not only the sight and the visuals, but it's soundscaped. There's obviously the touch and feel. And most importantly, there's the taste, because we link everything, obviously, to a gastronomic experience. And in the case of Marco Polo, where you visit the various countries and the various regions of Arabia and India, you know, you even take it up the Himalayas to the top of Mount Everest and into China, you have an authentic experience at each one of those points that we stop along the route. So all of the props are authentic, the smells are authentic. You know, we even have the dancers in the production in Cape Town. So we've got our Billy and Arabian, and there's fire. And literally it's augmented reality. We try to get some escapism from reality for about 2.5 hours during the production. The entire thing is tabletop projected. It's projected in 3D mapping format. So in actual fact, it's projected onto the props, such as the dinner plate and the book of Marco Polo, which you actually get to experience the pages turning as the story gets told. So there's a lot to see, a lot to do. It's great excitement. It's great entertainment for every age, every person that's interested in some form of entertainment.
And then it is a proper meal with many courses. And the other thing that I really enjoyed was the wine pairing.
Absolutely. So we serve you a 7-course, because there is one surprise. So it's a 7-course meal. You certainly won't need to pop past a takeaway on the way home. You need to come hungry. And then, of course, come thirsty as well. There's an amazing wine pairing. We have partnered with one of the top wine farms in the Cape. So we do serve 6 glasses of wine, one per course. It's perfectly paired. We've gone through a number of food pairings and tastings to ensure that the wine complements the food perfectly.
So, Paul, for our listeners who would like to experience this and come and join you guys, give them all the details, logistics, how they can book and what they need to know.
Johan, I think for anybody who hasn't experienced this, it's critical and essential for them to do a little bit of research, but don't spoil it. If you go onto our website, there is substantial information related to the production that we've brought in. You want to click on, for Cape Town, obviously, The Footsteps of Marco Polo. It'll take you onto our website. It'll give you all of the details that you need related to show days, show times. And then most importantly, if you click on one of the CompuTicket booking links, that'll automatically take you through to the ticketing agent. You'll be able to check your availability and obviously secure your seats.
And where are you in Cape Town, and why did you choose this specific venue?
So at the moment, we are located at the Capital Hotel, 15 on Orange. The reason for choosing the location is the hotel is superb. The Capital Group have just taken over the hotel. They've revamped it. It's an absolutely beautiful hotel. There's an exquisite area for pre-drinks. There's amazing views of Table Mountain. It's perfectly positioned for everybody in Cape Town to be able to reach us. So, you know, you don't have to drive through the CBD. I've discovered myself a couple of shortcuts into the hotel. There is parking available. It's undercover. So even in bad weather, it's a very easy move into your dinner seat and a very easy exit. So inclement weather shouldn't be a problem. Obviously, the hotel is 100% behind the production. We've got a full set of chefs. In fact, we've got five different chefs, all headed up by the executive chef, and each chef has been allocated one course of food. So, you know, we've never had a situation where we've had each course being prepared by a specialist. And in this case, that is what the Capital have done for us. And it's absolutely amazing food that accompanies the show. So full support from the Capital. They're amazing for the production. It also allowed for us to have a fair number of seats. We have 64 seats available. So exclusive use for corporate use or social entertaining is also great. Gives us the option of a fairly large party.
So the petite chef in the footsteps of Marco Polo is on in Cape Town. You have to go through this experience. I highlighted it as one of the best I've ever had. And that was Paul Roussard. Paul, thank you so much, and good luck with your run in Cape Town.
Thank you so much, Johan. And if anybody would like to visit our website, it's dinnertimestories.co.za. And we look forward to hosting all of the Cape Townians. The rest of the country can highly recommend us. So we're hoping that we won't disappoint the Cape Townians in any way.